Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Donald Trump needs young voters, and he doesn't have many outside of Cleveland, according to CBS News pollsters. They estimate that Trump's unfavorability rating among this demographic is about 75%. The loss of the youth vote in the 2012 presidential race was one significant factor in that election's outcome, with Mitt Romney losing the youth vote to Obama by a 23-point margin. Alex Smith is the national chairwoman of the College Republican National Committee and an alternative delegate. In speaking with the Takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick, she says that if the GOP is looking for something that resonates with young voters and embodies Republican values, then it's probably staring them right in the face.
I think one of the best ways to communicate to young people today that small government and free market principles work for them is a smartphone. You know, a smartphone is something that empowers us from the bottom up to make our own choices. We can choose among many different things, basically learn anything, communicate with each other, and consume products and information in ways that our parents and our grandparents' generation couldn't do before. How does a young person today who has that experience in the consumer world, in the education sector, and just in their lifestyle, square that with a government who wants to fit everyone into the same healthcare box? It just doesn't work.
I've never met a young Republican or any Republican under 30 who believes in free market principles like you do, who didn't think that serious cuts needed to be made to entitlements like Medicare and Social Security to either do away with them because they don't agree with them or to make them more solvent for the future. Donald Trump doesn't agree with that. Donald Trump has said many, many times to keep Social Security the way it is. He's tilted that part of his platform very much towards older voters and not towards conservative principles at all, much less young ones.
Well, I mean, I think that if in your own experience with talking to delegates on the floor and just talking to people here, there isn't one flavor of conservatism. There isn't just one way of thinking about the Republican Party.
Spending programs can just stay the way they are or grow. That's new conservatism?
Look, we have a big tent party. We have a lot of ideas. We had a big conversation leading up to this convention. And I think that where young people are concerned about these programs is the solvency. In fact, when we did focus groups and research in 2013, we asked young people in those groups, what do you think makes your generation different than other generations? And one of the most heartbreaking answers that I got was, we're never going to see a dime of Social Security. That's never going to be there for us.
But this is exactly my question, because the nominee doesn't agree with that. And it's not just a side issue that I'm getting at. It's not some small bore issue. These large trillion-dollar entitlement programs are at the core of the economy, as you know, and at the core of conservative philosophy.
But it's also not the only issue that voters and young voters are interested in this election. I mean, this is the most heavily indebted generation in the history of our country, whether we're talking about student loans or we're talking about credit card debt. This is a generation where 3 in 10 are living back home with mom and dad because they can't afford to go out on their own. They're scared that they're not going to get that piece of the American dream that was promised to their parents and to their grandparents. And so I think that there are a number of different issues that young people are concerned about this election. And, you know, of course, the future of big entitlement programs is one of them, but it's not the only issue.
Young Republican voters who are looking at the Trump candidacy in this case, why? What else is he bringing that they lack?
I think what he is bringing, first of all, he's bringing an authenticity to the table that they feel like Hillary Clinton is lacking. You know, he's the kind of guy that's not bought off by special interests, that he's not saying something because someone's in his ear telling him he has to say it, whereas they very much feel that about Hillary Clinton in some ways. So I think that what he's bringing to the table for a lot of young people is this idea that he's the turnaround CEO, that he's gonna fix Washington. And what I find particularly interesting is I've had a lot of conversations with friends and family who are, you know, young voters in Pennsylvania, my home state. You know, what I've found listening to them is an interesting undercurrent to what they're saying, which is, you know what, we don't know necessarily what we'll get if we vote for Donald Trump. But if we don't vote to make a change this election cycle, things may never change again. We may never have this opportunity. And I think that that's a very powerful undercurrent for the Clinton campaign to fight against, and one that all the money in the world isn't going to move.
Alex Smith is national chair of the College Republican National Committee, graduate of Catholic University in Washington, D.C.,
That's
and
right.
native of Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.